Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Joining us on the Trocare College live line this morning, Ryan Hassenauer, who is with Batavia Downs and Western Regional Off-Track Betting, talking about Kentucky Derby Day coming up tomorrow. Ryan, this has got to be, I would imagine, one of, if not your busiest day of the year.
Good morning, Susan and Ryan. Yeah, it's kind of like our Super Bowl, if you will. Just a quick aside, you know, listening to you guys on the way in, I was flashing back to fourth grade with the Erie Canal song there, just ingrained in the memories of every public, everyone who went to public school in New York.
Yeah, but you never heard it that lyric. Way.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
So tomorrow, what is going on that Western New York should be aware of with the Derby?
So the celebration for the Derby actually starts today. Advanced wagering starts in just about 2 hours from now at 10:30 at the OTB branches across Western New York. You can check out your local OTB. Go to westernotb.com/locations to find an easy bet or a branch near you. And then tomorrow, of course, we're going to be opening up same time, 10:30. We're going to be beginning our big celebration on site right away with Derby glasses and Derby T-shirt drawings. That'll be happening at the OTB branches and here at Batavia Downs and our ITW upstairs, alongside of the big Derby Superfecta special. $35 is going to get you your a $25 free play, $5 wager on the Kentucky Derby, a free program, and a half chicken barbecue down in our Park Place room, which is kind of like our event center where we're going to have large TVs. You can watch all the different races because, guys, there's a lot of races leading up to the Derby, and that'll give you some intel on who might be the hot jockey or what the best strategy is for racing up until the big race. It's at 6:57.
Yeah, the chicken barbecue is more my language because I'm looking at the whole sheet and all these numbers and different things. I think the Amazon report on earnings made more sense to me yesterday. How do you make sense of this for people who are just there, you know, once a year, want to have some fun betting on the Derby and then get a little overwhelmed looking at, all the Superfecta, Exacta, Daily Double, and everything else?
Well, the nice thing is there's going to be volunteers from our OTB offices in each one of these branches that'll help you make your wager. So whether you're over at the Whirly Branch or up at River Road or over at Clinton Street, there'll be somebody there that'll help you. There's also videos on the Western OTB website from our friend Nick the Railbird, and short YouTube videos teaching you how to read a program and what all those numbers might mean. But really, a lot of people, Brian, are just going to go ahead and take a selection from the horse they think looks the best. They like a name. You know, I heard the gentleman talking earlier about Sandman. The folks from Metallica heard about that and sent everybody in Sandman stable Metallica gear. So they're all dressed up in that stuff. The late Toby Keith has a horse in this race, and a lot of people are latching onto that. Jason Wirth, former MLB star, he's got a horse in the race as well. So, again, early wagering starts today in just about 2 hours. So, make sure you're getting out there.
So, Ryan, I'm thinking that if you're going to put a small bet on a horse, you might as well go with a long shot, right, for the biggest payoff. Is that a good strategy?
To make the money on the Derby, a couple years ago we had a long shot winner there, and Rich Strike came from the back of the pack and won and paid $163.60 for a $2 win bet. And I was just discussing this with some of the folks here, including our new president and CEO Byron Brown, about the strategy. And to make money, you got to almost bet against the favorite sometimes. I know journalism is going to be in there; he's going to be commanding a lot of money, as is possibly Sandman and Sovereignty is the second and third choice favorites. But you got to take a look at some of these other horses, maybe like the Japanese horse Luxor Cafe, the 7, or Tiz Tastic, whose father won the Belmont back in 2020. Some of these horses have good breeding, and it might be a little rainy in Churchill Downs tomorrow, so we'll have to keep an eye on the weather there.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
As well.
Wow. I always marvel at the knowledge that you and everyone else has, because I could not have told you who Tiz Tastic's father, mother, or brother was. You got it right off the top of your head. I mean, things like that, I think most people don't think of. You hear about it a little bit in the lead up to the race if you tune in, but I mean, how much of that kind of stuff do you pay attention to just on a daily basis leading up to the Derby or any other race?
Well, really, you got to do your homework, right? And there's an old phrase that you never say anything bad about a racehorse till it's been dead for 10 years, because a horse can go to the breeding shed and produce some offspring that go on to success. There's two horses in this race that are the sons of American Pharoah, the winner of the Triple Crown that broke the streak there a long, long time ago. You know, we had that 20-something year gap between Triple Crown winners. So, there's some great horses with some great lineage here. And the Burnham Square, which I think was mentioned by the gentleman earlier, he's got Brian Hernandez Jr., the jockey that won last year's Kentucky Derby. So these jockeys, they know the track, so it's important to pay attention not only to the horses and the lineage, but pay attention to who's on the back, who's giving the directions, who's riding these horses. That can be a big factor in this as well.
I've never heard that saying before, so I'll hold off. I had some bad things to say about Funny Side, but is it another 7-8 years?
Yeah.
I got to wait.
You better wait.
Right, you got to wait.
Hold off.
Hey, you know, Ryan, Bob Baffert is a name even novices will know in horse racing.
Sure.
He's back this year after a 3-year ban. What are his horses? Do you know?
So he's got Citizen Bull, who's the number one horse, and that, I will tell you, is a very, very tough draw. There's a 20-horse field here today, or tomorrow, I should say, and when the race begins, if you've watched old Kentucky Derbies, you can see that the horse from the one hole, they call it the one hole, on the rail, has to break good, because if they don't do that, they're going to get stuck behind all other 19 horses who are breaking ahead of them and trying to get to the rail the shortest distance around the track. So the horses that are in those 1, 2, 3 spots, they've got to break well. They've got to do what they can to kind of get ahead of everybody. Bob Baffert's horse did scratch. His other horse, Rodriguez, is the one scratch that happened. The number 4 horse will not be in the race tomorrow, but the number 21 horse, who is an also eligible Beza, they are coming into the race. So it still will be a 20-horse field, but as it stands right now, I believe Bob's only got the one horse, the Citizen Bull.
Okay, and did you say the time is 6:57? Is that a hard time tomorrow?
It is not a hard time. Typically, they will hold the gate for a couple more minutes just to get everybody's wager in across the country, across the world, just to make sure that nobody gets shut out. They want to make sure that these pools, they call that the money that's put together there, are as big as possible so we can have some nice big payouts. In fact, when Rich Strike won back in 2022, the $2 trifecta paid $14,000. So there's some very big money to be made, even if you're just a casual fan looking to just place a wager on the race tomorrow.
There's, and we're speaking with Ryan Hassenauer with Batavia Downs Western Regional OTB about the Kentucky Derby coming up. Admire Daytona. And it says here he's from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like jet lag with horses has to be a thing, right? I mean, why would anybody put money on him?
So you're absolutely right. You know, that is one of the knocks on the Japanese bred horses, is that they do have to travel so far. And a lot of them, even though they're bred and raced sometimes in Japan, they'll often go over to Saudi Arabia and race in those races, and that's how they earn their derby points. Similar to like the NCAA basketball tournament, if you win your conference title, you get into the big dance. It's kind of the same thing with horse racing. There's a bunch of smaller races that take place in March and early April, and when you win those races or come in second and third, you earn points. And basically, when they release who who's going to be in the Kentucky Derby. It's the top point getters. So some of these horses are bouncing around to get these points, and the American horses, it's easy. You're just flying from coast to coast. It's not that much of an issue, but imagine flying from Japan to Saudi Arabia to pick up 10 Derby points. It can definitely wear on anybody, jockeys, owners, and horses. So, but we did have a Japanese horse come second last year, just barely got beat out the wire. That was Forever Young. And it's not a question of if, but maybe when a Japanese horse will win the Kentucky Derby. Huh. Not sure if it's going to happen this year with either Admire Daytona or Luxor Cafe. The 6 and 7 are the two Japanese bred horses. But I think that day's coming soon at some point, Brian.
Wow. That's so interesting.
That's a lot. You know, the more you talk about it, the more I get excited for the Kentucky Derby. And Ryan, thanks so much. Great place to go check out the action, of course, Batavia Downs and Western Regional OTB.